to the matter at hand. There is a thaw this morning, and thankfully that brings some respite, but also it can bring problems as the freezing temperatures over the last number of days, pipes can become thawed, and then problems can emerge in terms of leaks, as we were mentioning with Irish Water yesterday, when they were talking about the restrictions that they were placing on supply in some key areas in the county. But what to do, and are you prepared for these temperatures, and do you know where and how to turn off your water, for example? We're quickly on the line to talk about this. We have got Nick Phelan, who is an engineer with Firebird Heating Solutions in Ballymacura. Nick, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks very much for having us. Very good.
Listen, tell me first of all, look, what are the main challenges that people face, I suppose, with these sort of temperatures? Well, look, we don't get them that often. Last night, the coldest temperature seen in 12 years, so it doesn't happen that often in this country. So it can present unique challenges for people and, I suppose, their heating systems.
Look, we've seen a lot of issues over the last few weeks there, all right, on that side of it. But the three things in Firebird, what we would say is prevent, protect and service. So what we mean by that is, you know, pipes outside, you know, pipes need, unlagged and on that side. So the pipes do need to be checked over and lagged on that side. Protect the system. What we'd be saying is you look at the water pressure within the system, making sure, you know, if there's enough of water within the system, and prevent the system from going into a fault or an error on that side. If you go to your oil tank, you check, making sure you have enough oil within the tank, and making sure that you don't run out. I know next week will be tough on the oil distributors and making sure they're trying to get oil out to all these houses on that side. Oil servicing on the boiler side of it. If you can try to get the boiler service, you know, coming into the winter, you know, you're in the winter months, say, you know, and I know next week is going to be a tough week. If you could try to get it done, if you can't, try to get it done early, you know, early into next year. Possibly will be another freeze, you know, coming into early next year on that side.
If you're seeing problems now, Nick, you'd want to get it. You want to get it treated. I mean, in advance, or want to get it serviced in advance of perhaps other spells when we more traditionally get lower temperatures in January and February, perhaps.
That's correct, yeah. And just a few pointer tips, you know, on say your heating system inside in the house, you're trying to maintain an equal temperature within the house. So you're trying to get a comfortable level, you know, when you find that comfortable level, you're going to maximize the efficiency of the boiler, whether it's a boiler or a heat pump or whatever the heat source is. Generally what we would say with the room stats, you're trying to gain, you know, 21 degrees for the living areas and 18, 19 for the bedrooms. Is the thermostat positions where we kind of aim out to settle. Another just a big thing on the freezing point of view is you should look across and trying to find the isolating valves on the heating system or the water mains coming into the property, just in case if you do have a bus pipe or something like that, you know where to go and isolate it. And it can reduce the, you know, the panic station at that time.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things. If you don't know before now, figure out or find out or ask an expert, look, where is my stopcock? Where is that lever that I turn off if something has gone wrong somewhere, there's water coming down through the roof from a pipe or up from the floor?
If something goes down on it. Also, have a look at your carbon monoxide alarms and your smoke alarms. Make sure you check the batteries in them. You know, if you do have a solid fuel appliance inside in the house, you should have a carbon monoxide alarm or smoke alarm at least inside in the property as well. So check them as well, making sure that they are, the batteries are good within the units.
Okay, and Nick, there's a listener gets in touch from Tralee. Is there anything I can do to avoid my pipes bursting? Or is it a case that if they're going to burst, they're going to burst because of the weather and there's nothing I can do? I'd imagine, is there something you could do in your attic if there's a water tank up there, if pipes come from there, could you put a heater up there, some sort of a system that would kick in thermostatically to keep temperature at a certain level? Is that one option?
Yeah, you can go into any of your local hardwares, and what they have is a frost protection heater, so it'll be constantly plugged in, but if it hits the you know, into a colder snap area, the heater will come on. It'll protect the pipelines, protect the tank in the attic. And also look at your tank inside the attics and make sure that they're properly lagged, and your water pipes. Especially today's houses, what we see, they're more insulated. So the attic areas are going to be cooler than traditionally they were years ago. So, you know, downstairs it will be a lot more warmer, but upstairs will be a good bit cooler, all right.
So you're saying the modern insulation means that you're keeping the heat in the house where it needs to be, not as much drifting up into the attic and through the roof, so then the temperatures can get colder in that attic space, so you need to keep an eye on it.
Exactly, yeah, and that's where your heater will come in and play a part of that, where it will pick up that temperature difference and switch on and prevent any pipes from freezing into the attic areas.
Yeah, it's worth the investment, Nick, to get that and get some sort of a system in place there.
And it is a low cost, so it's not an expensive piece of kit. So it is a low cost within any of your local merchants will have that off the shelf item.
Yeah, yeah. And Nick, from that point of view, then when you're thinking about, I suppose it's about really the key thing yourself is prevention here. Have this done, get them serviced, suss it out, make sure a few pipes outside or your water tank that it's all protected and all insulated.
As I said, your water pipes, make sure they're properly protected from the outside. If most of the boilers has frost protection on it, if they don't have frost protection, it can be easy done. They come manufacturally with frost protection built into the boilers on that side of it. Check your water pressure within inside the system. You make sure that you have enough of water within the system. Some of the radiators could be not heating at the top side of it. So if you do bleed out the radiators and release the air out of the system, make sure you top back up and put pressure into this. We look for between 1 and 1.5 bar of pressure, and your pressure gauge will give you that. And as I said, your oil tank, make sure you have enough of oil within the system. And most important, get your boiler service or get your heating systems service. Whether it's this week coming or into early January or February, but making sure you, because it is going to maximise the efficiency and you're going to get the better return from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Nick, what would you say to anybody who is of the situation where they turn on the heating, it's turned on, and that's all they do? They don't think about it after that. Just to get to know your system, get to know how it works and get to know what to do, because there will be that morning or that evening in the middle of the night when something might go wrong and you need that information then.
As you do get to know your system, and another point of view, if you are going away for the Christmas or going to your family and friends, schedule the timer to come on, just in case you have some protection to the system and you have some heat within the house as you're away. Don't switch off, especially during the cold snap. Schedule the timer, and you do get to know your system, your time schedule, your thermostat controls on that side of it.
Yeah, look, Dick, I don't know if you have an answer to this. It may be more of a solid fuel heating situation. A listener says, I have a back boiler. I use smokeless coal and briquettes. I find it very hard to heat the house. Is there any brand of coal that I could use, please? Asks Mary.
I would say probably go and talk to your local merchants, because they will have the flammability performance of the flame on it. So if you do go to your local merchants, they will give you a good recommendation on what coal or briquettes to use for it.
And the other side is, I suppose, to be looking at Mary, to be looking at her insulation. If she's finding it hard to heat the house, it might not be the fuel she's using. It might be she's losing too much heat from other areas of her home.
The houses could be losing too much heat. What you see with traditional houses, they would have been a cooler house to heat up, but when the heating would have came on, it would have retained the heat. But today's modern house, the house actually holds the heat for a lot longer. So, you know, you need to find a comfortable level of where you want that heat inside in the system to maximise the efficiency out of boiler or heat pump on that side of it. And you know, not to go, if you're overheating the area, not to be opening the windows and the doors and releasing the heat outside. Just turn down the thermostat and find that comfortable level on it.
Yes.
And
that's
what we would be looking for.
Okay, yeah. A listener gets in touch, says, pipe coming into my washing machine frozen and clothes in the machine, says Anne. That's probably, I'd imagine that's a washing machine that's probably outside in a utility room or in a shed or something like that that's gotten cold. But
it's an area where we talked about that frost protection heater. If it is an external building, you can actually, you know, get that unit outside on it that has that frost protection and it protects the pipeline outside in the washing machine and on that side.
The danger there, Nick, would be when it thaws, if it does thaw, it probably will thaw the weather we're getting at the moment, whatever about whether it freezes again tomorrow night or into Thursday night, Friday morning, that you'll have to watch that pipe because there may be cracks in it from the expanding the expanding ice.
Exactly. And as we said, identify your isolation connections on where you can isolate that area to it. And it's probably well worth giving your plumber or a call to come in to give you that identification on it to know if you do need to isolate on emergency on it. So it reduces the panic levels within the house at the time if it does bust.
Nick, listen, look, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us and go through it. Are you busy this weather?
It's extremely busy here. We're in the middle of the heating season, thank God. Boilers and heat pumps are extremely busy for us out there on the market, so we're well chuffed and pleased.
Okay, great. So,
on
Nick,
that side of it.
Yeah, Nick, thanks a million for talking to us about that and for taking us through some of those things, those do's and don'ts. That's Nick Phelan there, engineer with Firebird Heating Solutions at Ballymacarran.